Know that first Easter Sunday was not just any ordinary day. It was an extraordinary day. So we're going to pop the PowerPoint up. Okay, while we're doing that, we'll just have a little think about. I'm going to get us to do an exercise together just while we're waiting for the PowerPoint to come up, because you'll enjoy the PowerPoint, it's worth waiting for. But I was going to get you to think about a day in your life where everything changed for you. So don't overthink this, but just think of one thing. It could be, I'm going to give some examples now, the first day you learnt to drive, for example. It could... That's woken us up. It could be the day you started high school or secondary school. It could be the day that you... Oh, we're there in a second. I'll do this in a minute because I'm going to get you to join in. But let's carry on with this second for a second. It could be the day that your child was born. It could be anything. So hold in your head. I want everybody to do this because I'm going to whiz around in a second with the microphone. And I'm just going to pick on a few people and you just say your word or your sentence and then I'm going to quickly move on. So everyone needs to have a sentence or a word. So one day that seemed to change everything for you. Have a little think before I start to pounce on people. So children as well, think about a special day that changed everything for you. Are you ready? Have you got your day? I'm going to start with Lydia first of all. Oh no, she's looking ponderous. You've not found one yet. Right, here we go.
When I became a mum.
When you became a mum?
When you emigrated.
When you emigrated, fantastic.
When I first learned about maths.
When you first learned about maths. Am I on? Can you hear me all right? So we've had so far emigrated, maths, mum, becoming a mum. We might need to shout this out. Have you got one, Paul?
Yeah. Meeting Tim.
Meeting Tim? Coming home from hospital, we've got from Clyde. Fantastic. Have you got one, Mark?
The day I joined the police.
Right, we're getting there. We've got some fantastic ones. Oh, I think we're on now.
Being a grandma.
Fantastic. Liz, have you got one?
I was going to say being
Easter.
A mum.
Being a mum. Oh, here we go. Franklin's got one. A special day for you.
Easter.
Fantastic.
The day I said I do.
The day you said I do. Fantastic. We've got some brilliant days that changed everything for people. Here we go. One more.
When I got my tonsils out.
Well, you got your tonsils out. Fantastic. Is anyone desperate to share their special day that I haven't got to? Does anyone want to share another one? No, I think we're fine. Brilliant. We've got some brilliant days that changed life for people and made everything different. For some people, it's almost like starting a new life, some of those experiences, almost beginning again. But so exciting, and we often have... Or sometimes we have extraordinary days, aren't we, that are like no other day. So we're going to try and start this now, see if we can get this going, Marion. So this first Easter Sunday was not just any ordinary day, it was... Do you want to click it? I've done it. Do you want to... Oh, you might have done it already then. You're going to click it and it'll whiz, and we're going to get this coming up a few times. So every time I say it, you can join in... with it was an extraordinary day. Fantastic. We'll see it work out. You'll see as we go along how it's working. Okay. Oh, I missed it again. I keep missing it. You'll have to point if it happens. And I'm going to do it again. Oh, here we go. Hey! It was an extraordinary day. Fantastic. So... And we just heard the story, haven't we, that was brilliantly dramatised for us. So thank you for doing that. Really enjoyed it. And John tells us that Mary and several of her friends, they got up early and they arrived at Jesus' tomb. And they discovered, didn't they, as we've heard, that the stone had been rolled away. and the body was gone. So at that point, and it must have been really distressing for them, where was Jesus? I wonder if they panicked. I think I might have panicked a bit. He wasn't there. And Mary wondered if someone had actually taken or stolen Jesus' body. So they then tell us in John that Mary then ran back and actually told some of the disciples. And they then came back, they ran, and they confirmed that Mary had found what was true, that the tomb was empty and Jesus' body was gone. And they must have thought at that point, things just can't get any worse. They'd seen Jesus' trial, that unjust trial, they'd heard about that. They'd seen Jesus executed and seen that Jesus had died. And their hopes and their dreams at that point were shattered. And now someone had taken the body. But we know, don't we, that this day was not just an ordinary day. This Easter Sunday was an extraordinary day. Fantastic. And it was a unique day. It was a glorious day. It was the first in the history of the universe type of day. Because John tells us that Jesus had risen from the dead, just as Scripture had said he would. Think about that. Jesus had conquered death. Jesus was alive. Jesus wasn't there because he was risen. And that means that death was not the end. And it opens up suddenly this extraordinary day, a new joyful beginning, a new way of living. And Mary discovers that for herself, doesn't she? Because she actually meets the risen Lord Jesus, John tells us. He was there in the garden with her, and he said her name, and he was physically real. She tried to touch him, and she meets him, she sees him, she hears him. And then the first thing that she does, she runs off to tell other people because she's just so excited. And the Bible accounts tell us that lots and lots of people met Jesus in this way. And if you want to find out a little bit more about that, I've got some helpful books there about the resurrection. It's often a question that people have about this extraordinary day. And if you want to find out a bit more, do grab a book that might help you and guide you through that before you leave. There's a few out in the back there. So Jesus' followers and Mary, they turn from this kind of frightened, defeated bunch of people that we saw here in the play, and they changed into men and women who were confident and wanted to talk about Jesus and tell the story of Jesus. There are also people that believed in it so much that they were prepared to experience hardship for themselves and death. They just kept talking about Jesus because this extraordinary day had just changed them so much. Because it wasn't an ordinary day, this was it? It was an extraordinary day. Fantastic. And we're retelling this story today. It reminds us today that Jesus conquered death once and for all. And that's why we're celebrating today, why this day is really special for us as Christians, that we remember that Jesus is not dead, he is alive. He's someone that we can know, just like Mary, and we can trust him. And we can be with him in our highs and our lows. He's with us, a living presence. He's with us now. He's with us in the future. He's with us in death. He's with us into our eternities. And this very extraordinary, wonderful day, that tells us this truth, this Easter Sunday, that Jesus is alive. And it reminds us that we also, as believers, become resurrection people, that we receive this amazing life. And I just wanted to show you a picture here that might be helpful us to think about that. I don't know, do you remember this a year or two ago? A couple of you might remember this as an extraordinary day for you. I did get permission, by the way. Hopefully they're not too shocked to see themselves. But you recognise Paul up there and Lydia on the day that they were baptised? Because baptism here, as we do it here in the Baptist church with the pool, this is what baptism is talking about. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we may live new lives. since we've been united with him in death, and we remember that as we go down into the water when we're baptised, we're also raised up with him as we come out of the water and to live life as he has. And lots of churches across the country will be having baptisms today for that very reason, reminding us of this significant day of Jesus dying and coming back to life. So this special day opens up the way for each one of us, each person here, to experience this same resurrection life that Jesus proclaimed. He was the first one, and he invites us to join him and to become resurrection people. Isn't that a wonderful thing to celebrate today? I also just wanted to show you a slide that we've been using at Fun and Faith. Some of you have been coming to Fun and Faith, which is our children's group that meets once a month. And if we pop this on there, Marion, because we've been talking about these three things this term. We've been thinking about how God made our beautiful world. And then we thought about how, as humans, we've messed it up and we've broken it up. And it's destroyed. And then, last time we met, we talked about the fact that Jesus is fixing it. Because that's what the resurrection is all about, bringing new life. Resurrection power, bringing a new start to our world. And that's what Jesus is doing. He does that through us. And also, we believe that that's going to happen to God's creation into the future as well. The old was gone when Jesus died, and when he was resurrected, the new life, the new way had begun. It was God's plan to fix the world. That's why Jesus came, and why he died, and why he rose again. So just as I've begun, we've got one more chance to do this and try and get it right. This was an extraordinary day, wasn't it? It was an ordinary day. And it was an extraordinary day. It's I'm just hoping that we can take this away with us. That this wasn't just an ordinary day, it was an extraordinary day. We've never had a day like this in history, and we never will do again. Such a special day. And I'm just going to finish now, and I'm going to pray for us on our Easter Sunday 2024. And for some of you, this might be the first time that you've prayed a prayer like this, and I'd really invite you to join in with this prayer if that's the case. But for others here, it's an opportunity just to recommit yourself again to the risen Lord Jesus. So let's just pray as I finish now. Father God, I believe that you made me and you love me, and I want to trust my life into your hands. Jesus, I believe you died for me on this first Good Friday, and I trust that my old life of selfishness and sin died on the cross with you. The old has gone, the new has come. I believe that you rose to new life on Easter Sunday. You say that I am raised with you, a new creation, and that my life and my eternity is in your hands. Holy Spirit, as you raise Jesus from the dead, fill me now with that resurrection power. May I live for you in all I do, sharing your love with others, bringing your kingdom in this world until you come again. Amen. Amen.